Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Sex crimes spike, Berlin malls rape-proof subways cars. According to police statistics, nearly 4,200 violent crimes were reported on Berlin's metro, trains, and buses last year. German politician of Alliance 90/The Greens, MP Antje Kapek, has proposed the launch of women-only metro cars on Berlin's public transportation system in response to an increase in violent assaults. The politician, who serves as the transport spokesperson for the Greens, referenced a particularly alarming incident from earlier this year, in which a 33-year-old assailant attacked and raped a 63-year-old woman on the subway. Following the assault, the perpetrator left the scene without incident and was apprehended only several weeks later. Kapek emphasized that women are often subjected to violence and therefore require enhanced protection. According to police statistics, nearly 4,200 violent crimes were reported on Berlin's metro, trains, and buses last year. However, in the first 9 months of this year, that figure has surged to over 5,600, with nearly 300 of these incidents classified as sexual offenses. The train cars designated for women will be situated either immediately behind the driver or at the rear of the train, as explained by Kapek. The proposal also encompasses enhanced video surveillance and the installation of emergency call boxes on platforms. The German MP referenced Japan as a pertinent example, noting that the majority of train lines in the metropolitan regions of the country feature women-only cars during peak hours. This initiative was implemented approximately 2 decades ago to address the issue of groping incidents involving female passengers. Comparable initiatives are also in place in the Cairo Metro in Egypt, the Rio de Janeiro Metro in Brazil, as well as on train systems in India, the Philippines, and Indonesia. In response to an inquiry, the Berlin transport company BVG asserted that the current safety measures are adequate, which include alarm buttons within train cars, information boxes, and the presence of police officers at each station. Right-wing politician Rolf Wiedenhaupt, representing the Alternative for Germany, AfD, which is the fifth-largest party in the national parliament, described the proposal as absurd. Security is not achieved by categorizing victims, but rather through decisive action against offenders and expedited legal proceedings, Wiedenhaupt stated, as reported by Der Spiegel. German tabloid newspaper Bild conducted interviews with women of various ages to assess their views on the proposal. The respondents expressed strong support for the concept and indicated that they would utilize a ladies-only compartment. Many acknowledged feeling unsafe while using public transportation and reported experiences of unwanted attention, including staring and groping. However, one 83-year-old interviewee raised concerns about the feasibility of enforcing such a measure and questioned whether men would adhere to it. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.